The federal government says police will only be able to use a national facial recognition database when they're investigating crimes that carry a penalty of 3 years jail or more. Privacy advocates say any constraints on the system are welcome, but they still question the need for it. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The Justice Minister Michael Keenan says the facial recognition database won't be available to identify suspects in every police investigation.
The threshold is that it's a crime that would attract a penalty of at least 3 years. Organised criminality, child sexual abuse.
The states and territories have signed a comprehensive agreement with the Commonwealth on a range of identity matching services. Mr Keenan's told 7:30 that they extend from simply verifying someone's identity to biometric analysis of photos from passports, driver's licences and other government documents.
It really works in two ways. I can get a photo of you and say, is this Lee Sales? It can come back and say to me yes or no. Or alternatively, we can get a photo of someone who we don't know who it is and we can interrogate the system and say, can you please tell us who this person is?
The use of the services must comply with Commonwealth and state privacy laws, but privacy advocates are worried that's not enough protection. Katina Michael is a professor at the School of Computing and Information Technology at the University of Wollongong, and she's a board member of the Australian Privacy Foundation.
There needs to be an alert around how dangerous biometric profiling can be and social sorting can be. False negatives and false positives can occur where someone is either innocent of any crime and somehow falls under suspicion. And to put somebody in the suspect group, unfortunately, a lot of our minority groups would be first and foremost in those categories of false positives.
She has welcomed the news that the services won't be available in all police inquiries.
I think the fact that the government is thinking about some constraints and that it won't be an unrelentless kind of system in place is a good thing, but I think we need to think about what those constraints have to be.
Katina Michael says the Privacy Foundation does not accept that the database is needed and that Australian authorities have already shown good success in foiling terrorism attacks. She says if it must go ahead, then its use should be overseen by a specific commissioner with responsibility for biometrics.
So do we require something from the Privacy Commissioner that is specific to a biometric scheme, where we're saying you can only search this data through this commissioner, and maybe our current privacy rights and acts just don't cut it. I know we have information about sensitive data and principles around sensitive data, but I think facial images, like someone's DNA sample, is a biometric and fall under sensitive data. So what mechanism do citizens have for the protection of their privacy? I think we need a specific commissioner to oversee this.
Photo identification hasn't been strictly required in recent years for domestic flights in Australia, but that could soon change. The ABC understands the government is keen to reinstate the security measure before the end of the year. A government review of airport security is due to be released next year.
Naomi Woodley reporting, and a short time ago, the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull confirmed the government is considering making airline passengers show photo ID when they check in.